News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on the Monday morning before Thanksgiving. And we had a last-minute cancellation today, and so a good friend of mine, I gave her a quick call, and she said, yes, I'll come on and talk with you. So I first of all want to say a big thank you to Emily, and I hope I pronounce this right, Echeverria, who is the Marketing and Communications Director with Council on Aging. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you for having me. I'm glad I was able to come in clutch for you.
I'm so grateful. I'm going to owe you either breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Because I hate to waste the time talking about what I'm doing, which is not particularly interesting. So to be able to talk about what Council on Aging is doing for the holidays is a much more interesting topic. So for those who don't know, the Council on Aging of Northwest Florida, is that correct?
Council on Aging of West Florida.
West Florida now. Okay. So for folks that may not know, they hear Council on Aging and they have no idea what y'all do. Talk a little bit about what the organization, what you do, because your range of services is all-encompassing and truly amazing.
It really is. So we're a nonprofit serving seniors in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Our mission is dedicating each day to serving, supporting, and advocating for aging adults in those two counties. We've been around since 1972, and most people know us for, like, Meals on Wheels, right? Most people have heard of Meals on Wheels. They know what that program is, and that is one of our programs, but it's one of many. So we have case management and social services. We have the Meals on Wheels as well as another nutrition program, Senior Dining Sites, which are congregate sites for seniors to go have a free hot meal, but more so the fellowship and activities that are offered at those sites. We have our senior volunteer opportunities, which are through AmeriCorps seniors, and one helps with kids called foster grandparents, and one helps with other older adults called senior companions. And we have an adult daycare center on site here at the office, The Retreat, where give caregiver respite to participants who most of them have some level of cognitive decline or dementia. So we offer a stimulating, engaging day program for those participants.
That's amazing, because when you think about it, so often the, I don't want to say burden because that's really not the right word, but the responsibility for older adults may fall on their children or a close relative. And I have myself been a caregiver for a senior and for many years. And a lot of times you need a break, or you have things to do, like just go to the grocery store. And especially if you have a senior that may have other issues that can't be left alone, it can get expensive to have nursing care come in and cover you while you are headed out. So this, the adult daycare center, is amazing and such a service to the community.
Absolutely. And we also have a lot of caregivers who are still in the workforce. We have caregivers who are caring for a parent and they still have kids at home that they're taking care of too. So it does become, you know, a huge challenge and a huge stress. And I think a lot of people, when they're taking care of a parent, they think, oh, I'm doing my duty as a kid, and this should come naturally to me. This should be easy. But it's physically grueling. It's emotionally draining. It is a huge challenge. That we also have caregiver support groups to help talk about those types of, challenges and share information.
My mom lived with me. I was going to say, my mom lived with me the last 3 years of her life, and I wish I'd known about the caregiver support group, because what was interesting about that was the transition of being the child to now being the parent of my mother, who was childlike in her older years. And the hard part about that was, but she still saw herself as the parent. So we created a lot of friction because she still wanted to be in charge, but she really wasn't capable of being in charge anymore. And that's a big challenge for kids, for, you know, adult children taking care of their parents.
And we used to have a program. Our former retreat director, Jessica Ayers, had a support group called When Roles Are Reversed, because that role reversal is such a challenge for so many people. And she's now at Ochsner 65 plus. So she moved that support group over there. So that support group does still exist. That role reversal also brings with it some emotional baggage, where when someone's getting respite and their loved one is with, say, the retreat staff or a senior companion, they, you know, behave differently. They might be a little bit more challenging for their son or daughter with whom they have, you know, years of different emotional things going on with their relationship. And then they're with a new person. You know, sometimes they're a little more cooperative, a little more open to engagement.
My mother, it would be like Jekyll and Hyde. She would just finish telling me what I had done wrong, and that we had a caregiver that came in every once in a while, and she would come and go, "Oh, you're so great to see you. You're so wonderful." I was like, okay, who is this person and where did my mother go? That is so true.
Yeah, rest assured, that's a common experience for many caregivers, for sure.
So true. Well, one of the programs that really intrigues me, too, is I love the idea of foster grandparents. How does that work?
Oh, yeah, so it has nothing to do with the foster system, but it's just an older adult who's 55 and older, active, engaged, wants to continue sharing their skills and being connected, and they have a heart for children. They go into the schools, the child development centers, different just educational Head Start programs, and they usually work one-on-one with a couple of the students who maybe need a little extra love or a little extra attention, a little extra help, because we know, you know, our teachers are so facing a lot of obstacles at the moment and maybe always have been. So they're in there helping with those kids that need that little extra attention. And they love kids. A lot of them are former teachers, and they get to spend that time with kids helping them. And we love that intergenerational aspect where somebody who maybe they're retired. A lot of them say they would just be kind of sitting at home, not knowing what to do with themselves. They're able to stay engaged and give back. And then the kids receive that benefit of their love, attention, wisdom, and form friendships with them. So it's really an awesome program.
Yeah, I love that, especially for folks that maybe don't have children of their own. And as they get older and their friends are leaving, their family's now gone, and this gives them a chance to have a place to give that love that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had grannies in my kids' daycare, and I didn't know. They all call most of them just granny.
Aww.
So Cora would come home and say, you know, "Oh, granny gave me a special snack today. She gave me some, you know, chips." And I was like, "Who's granny is hanging out in your daycare class?"
Right.
But it was granny. They call her Dodo. I think her name is Dolores, but I think it was granny Dodo who was giving her. And she also gave her like a nickname that stuck for a long time. So they really do add something very special to the classrooms and the child development centers that they're in.
Without a doubt. You're listening this morning to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a senior that you're taking care of, or you know a neighbor, or you have a question about some of the services at Council on Aging, text on in to us this morning at 850-437-1620, and I'm sure Emily can fill you in on whatever your question might be. So, Emily, one of the things, too, now as we approach the holiday season, I know you kind of gave me a whole list of the many services that you have, but it is getting colder, and I understand you do have a program to possibly help seniors with the heat?
Yes, we do weatherization efforts in the heat of summer as well as in the cold of winter. We collect heaters and weatherization funds to buy heaters, and we distribute them to seniors that call in and are in need. And we have already started getting those calls. That cold snap we had kind of late last week, we started getting calls for heaters, and we don't have heaters in right now, so we are accepting donations for any kind of space heater, new space heaters. It has to be new for safety reasons, and or funds to get those space heaters for the seniors to get into the community and keep them warm this winter.
So someone could go to a local store and pick one up, or they could just come by and drop off a check or a money order so that the agency can actually purchase one.
Absolutely. Or if you donate online and put in the comments that you want it to go toward heaters, then we have to, you know, use it for that purpose.
Oh, well, now that you've mentioned it, what is your website and your address and where you're located and the hours of the retreat center?
Sure. So our website is coawfla.org. We are located at 875 Royce Street. We are just off 9th, a little south of Bayou, kind of by, if you know where Tuscan Oven is, or kind of catty corner behind there. And the retreat is on the site with our office. And what was the other question you asked? Our phone number is
850. Go ahead.
Hours of the retreat. Sure. Okay. Phone number 850-432-1475. And our retreat is open from 8 to 5:30 p.m. So it's a day of activities. It's open Monday through Friday. And if you're interested in checking out the retreat, certainly you can give us a call and come take a tour, talk to Rose Creighton, our director over there. And we'd love to get more people knowing about that resource.
Well, that's just an amazing opportunity for folks to be able to come over and have a place to go and know that if you do want to stay there just for part of the daytime or the whole day, it's really a great service. And speaking of people who give service, I just want to put a shout out to Josh Newby, who is your executive director, and also Malcolm Ballinger, who is the chairman of the board, who is actually going to be on Pep Talk in about 15 minutes here. So it's going to be a good Council on Aging warning this morning. He'll be talking about.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, but one of the things that struck me is, and that I've heard about, because at this point I do have a lot of senior friends, and you may know someone in your neighborhood or somebody that you know lives alone or maybe just has a pet. But how do we help people and the seniors particularly combat loneliness during the holidays? Because a lot of times they've lost friends and family. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about the foster grandparent program, because that can help with that. But what are some of the other things that Council on Aging can do? And you mentioned a few things already.
So for the kind of loneliness and isolation that so many seniors face, the senior dining sites are really meant to be something that can help with that. So if the person is able to get out and about, then definitely I would encourage them to find the nearest dining site, call our office. You just have to reserve your meal at your site of choice one day in advance. And that is a great place for just fellowship and community, because these are places where the group, you know, they get to know each other. They notice if, you know, Bob stops coming and mm-hmm. they check in on him and see how is his health, what's going on with that. We've seen people that met at a dining site and then got married at that dining site.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Where are those located again?
You have to go to the website. We have 18 of them. They're spread throughout the two-county area. And we try to get them into rural areas because that's where they're needed most. But definitely just as an individual, if you know that there's an elderly person who doesn't get a lot of visitors in your neighborhood, you know, I would say check in on them or bring them, you know, a plate of cookies or something and just check in and wave and chat with them when you see them out in the yard, and so that you have an idea of what's going on.
Right.
And you can call for help if you notice that something doesn't seem right.
Right.
For most seniors, yeah, if they need help, the Elder Helpline is available they have information and referrals, and they also have the Elder Assessment, which is the first step to getting those subsidized services that we provide. And that is through the agency that's kind of above us, we call it the AAA, but it's the Northwest Florida Area Agency on Aging, so that's why we shorten it. But let me give you that Elder Helpline, because that's kind of the first step in getting information and help, and also to take the Elder Assessment if you feel like someone needs services.
That'd be great. What's that number?
That number is 850-494-7100. So you can call that for the Elder Helpline or for information and referrals. There's basically a kind of a 211 for senior services, where they strive to give three resources for every kind of question you have related to a senior need.
That is a valuable number, 850-494-7100. We're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel, and we have Emily, who's our expert on the Council on Aging this morning. If you have a question, you can always text it to me at 850-437-1620. One of the things that you'll do that I absolutely love that comes out in the fall, we just had the fall edition, is your magazine, Coming of Age. Talk a little bit about that. We have a star on the cover this month, Dan Shugart. They did an interview with him. But a lot of times you have every month or every time, every issue, you have a different celebrity, either a local or someone really famous, a senior that maybe is in Hollywood or somebody that's a politician or in government or usually someone pretty well known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot of great celebrities. And also I have to mention, this is produced by Ballinger Publishing. our publishing partner for the magazine.
What a coincidence.
This is a quarterly lifestyle magazine. I know. It all kind of comes back to Malcolm.
Yes,
it?
Yes.
It does. Me and Jess both used to work there. So we've come full circle with Malcolm being our boss again as the board chair.
Right.
But yes, this is a lifestyle magazine for seniors and really almost anyone, or caregivers. We just have the local events. We have sometimes local celebrity, like you're saying, sometimes a more well-known celebrity nationally, internationally, and any news that's going on with the agency or things you should know about as a caregiver or an older adult. So we have a lot of fun putting that together. And like I said, my background's in publishing, so I really enjoy being the editor of that as well.
And you do a super job, because what I love about it is the topics are relevant to someone that's more mature, that's like 55 plus. And so this past issue, there were some great stretching exercises and balance, because that's one of the things that starts to go, even though you might be pretty mobile, but occasionally you hit the step the wrong way. So having that extra strength for balance. And like you said, you list everything that's coming up. So you have a whole calendar of events with great descriptions about where to go and how to get there. And then articles about this last past month, dementia. And then my favorite topic, you have one on fostering felines, which is pretty cool. And, you know, other ways that, again, seniors can find value in their life, because it is a big transition when you go from working full time or being, you know, raising a family full time, and now you're collecting Social Security and you have hopefully enough to get by on. And so now it's like, what do I do with all this time?
It's definitely things to do, things to think about, add to your life. We like to have volunteer opportunities, you know, hobby classes that are available, different groups that people might want to get involved in. We had a great interview with some people from the We Care support group, which is a caregiver support group for those caring for a loved one with dementia. And we were talking to people with their husbands had young onset dementia. And that's something you don't hear about as much, because these men were still very active. They were early in the journey. And so they're not quite, you know, ready for a place like retreat, which has a lot of engaging activities, but it's a little slower pace than what was, you know, what would be appropriate for those people.
Right.
So
that makes sense.
We really try to, you know, look at the different sides of the things that are affecting older adults and caregivers, and see what parts of it are not being talked about, what needs are not being met in the community.
You mentioned something about classes. What kind of classes do you have?
I mean, we don't have classes. We like to show those classes that are going on, like different clubs and groups that older adults might want to get involved in. In the magazine, just like there's a lot of things in the community for sure.
Oh, absolutely. So in addition to there's so many different services that you have, one of the things I liked is the volunteer opportunities. That's another way for folks to fill up their time, find things to do. Just, I know you mentioned there's a bunch of them, but what are a couple of examples?
Volunteer opportunities with Council on Aging. The senior volunteer opportunities, the either senior companion or foster grandparent programs, will take new people. There is an eligibility income requirement, because you get a stipend and a few other benefits. So it's like it has to be, there's an income max. And we also have opportunities to volunteer at the dining site or at the retreat, where people can come and either just volunteer with the daily activities, or they can bring like an activity they want to do. Like if a group wants to come in and run bingo, they can do that, or just kind of help out with the whatever the day-to-day stuff that's going on.
Oh, I love that. So if someone did want to volunteer, how do they go about getting signed up to do that?
So they would have to call our office and go through a bit of a process, just a background screening basically, because, you know, we have to background screen all of our volunteers for obvious reasons and keep everyone safe. So call our office and let them know what you're interested in. They'll get you in touch with our volunteer coordinator and get that process going.
So one of the important things about all that you do is there has to be funding, right? And so I know
Absolutely.
That the Council on Aging does, of course, get a lot applies for and does obtain several grants. But if someone wanted to donate, can they donate to a specific program or can they donate in general? You had mentioned the heater issue right now, if someone wanted to go online and donate, they can say, I'd like this money to go towards a heater. But talk a little bit about how if somebody did want to donate, maybe they don't have time to volunteer, but they believe in what you're doing as an organization to help our seniors in the community. How can they sponsor or donate or get involved in that respect, and especially our local businesses?
Well, we would love to have any kind of support they're willing to give, whether that's kind of an in-kind donation like food for an event, or if they want to just give funds and market general. You can donate to specific programs. You can donate to just the retreat. You can donate to just Meals on Wheels if you have the heart for that particular issue. But if you give a general donation, then we can use it wherever it's needed. And I will say that, you know, our social services, those most vulnerable seniors that have a case manager, that's where the money for general would mostly be going, because that is something that is state funded and federally funded. We have some state and federal funding, but every dollar we raise in the community unlocks match from those services. So you donate a dollar to us, we get $9 from federal and state sources that we can put towards those programs that serve our most vulnerable seniors. So you can go online to coawfla.org/donate and donate there. You can send a check to the office. And if you are a business, we'd love to have you sponsor our events. So we have a couple things coming up in the next year. We've got our Kites on the Coast Kite Festival on Pensacola Beach. Hundreds of people are out at that, March 14th through 16th. And then we also have a senior volunteer program fundraiser called Granny Get Down. That's a big cook-off. So all of the senior volunteers make their like specialty food items.
It's called Granny Get Down. Granny Get Down.
Granny Get Down. Yeah,
that's a great. I love that. That's a great name for it. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to stop there for a second to make sure I heard you right. Okay, so tell us what that one is again.
It's a cooked food competition, and the grannies are getting down at this event. This one's going to be bigger than ever. It'll be May 10th at the Sanders Beach Resource Center, and you can buy a ticket. You get to taste all the foods, and then there's celebrity judges that kind of judge each of the items and pick the winners. But everybody gets to taste all this delicious home-cooked food and just have a great time.
That sounds awesome. It sounds wonderful. Well, believe it or not, we're down to our last minute or so. Is there anything that you'd like to mention before we go, Emily? Thank you so much again for coming in this morning and being able to talk about Council on Aging. For the holidays, anything you can leave us with?
That, you know, we want everyone to keep our older adults in mind this season because, you know, it can be a lonely time of year for our seniors. So if you are thinking of them and feel moved to donate or get involved, give us a call, check out our website, and we will be here to serve them.
And again, we've been talking with Emily Echeverria. She's the marketing director at the Council of Aging of West Florida. And their address is 875 Roy Street right here in Pensacola. Their number is 850-432-1475. And Emily, if you'll give us that website one more time. And are y'all on Facebook as well?
Absolutely. We are on Facebook, Council on Aging of West Florida. The website is coawfla.org. Thanks for having me, Meg.
Thank you so much, Emily. You're amazing. I really appreciate it. Please keep your seniors in mind. Check on your neighbors and your friends and make sure that they're going to have a good holiday season. We can do that for our friends and neighbors. We'll be back shortly after the news at News Radio 92.3 with Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable.